Good morning, up. Chilly Monday morning. Well, with our political observer, Alan Chartok, after inches upon inches upon inches of snow in places in Massachusetts and close to the coast, ice, and now temperatures barely into the single digits this morning and with the wind chill below zero. Be careful. Don't go anywhere if you don't have to.
Well, that's right, David. Those of us who have to get to work, we have to get to work. But I have to say, too much information, but I've got my long johns on because I know you've really got to protect yourself in any way you possibly can. And the older you are, the more likely it is that you're going to suffer under this. So don't go under the house. Don't fall. Don't do whatever you have to do if you can avoid it. And it's a chilly morning here. It's a chilly morning in Washington, where the President of the United States has put an offer on the floor that is, in fact, unacceptable to the Democrats for this reason, David. They know that if they were to give him his $5 billion for the wall, they know full well that could be the end of this for now. But every time from then on, the President would threaten them. Now that they have the House of Representatives, that deal is going nowhere. And the American people, by large numbers, believe that it's Trump's problem, that Trump has created this, that 800,000 people are out of work and can't pay their bills, and that all those people that they are servicing in the American population, they're in trouble, too. So it's awful. It is entirely created by Trump. His right wing is giving him a hard time, Ann Coulter and all those people, saying no compromise. And the Democrats in the House of Representatives are unified. The Democrats in the Senate seem unified. So he's in real trouble. He doesn't know where to go. Like a cornered rat, he's looking this way and that way.
The issue of the Women's March on Saturday in Lower Manhattan, Allen, the firebrand liberal representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and First Lady Shirlane McRae, New York City, has starring roles in the march, speaking to thousands of assembled protesters despite lingering accusations of anti-Semitism against some of the organizers.
Well, that's right, David. It's unfortunate, but there are many fewer people in this march than there were the time before, and that's because, unfortunately, there is this specter, as you have said, of anti-Semitism in the leadership. And this is something that is going to be hard fought because the whole idea of the resistance is unity. And if you don't have that, you've lost a great deal. So there have always been, I'm so old now that I remember the marches in the 60s and others, there were always people who tried to infiltrate these marches with some unacceptable radical ideas. That's what's happened here, and the price is obvious now. You find the same thing in the Democratic Party, David, when you have Ocasio-Cortez and others. I have a great admiration for what she says, but, you know, if there's a circular firing squad, Trump wins. It's that simple.
Alan, what do you make of the latest from the Cohen investigation, specifically Mueller's office, coming back at a BuzzFeed report about Michael Cohen's congressional testimony and saying it was not accurate?
Well, David, we, to be honest, don't have the slightest idea of why he did that. But clearly, something is wrong. Mueller has created an office which is leak-proof. They don't say anything in reaction to anything, but this time they had to. It may well be that somehow this threatens their investigation. I'm quite sure that that's right, but we don't know what that is, and we won't know until the report comes out. In any case, there was quite a to-do over the fact that Cohen has been reported to say that he was coached by the president to lie. Now, Giuliani brays and comes out and says, well, there's nothing wrong with any of this, and in fact, we categorically deny that the president told him to lie, told him to testify and to tell the truth. But that is an obstruction, is the import of what Giuliani is saying. Giuliani doesn't know what to do because every day he has to change his story one way or the other. Now it appears that during the entire campaign, as of today, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, until the day he takes office, he was working on this hotel in Moscow, a Trump hotel. The day that it turns out he was doing it after that, that's a clear violation of the Emoluments Clause, and I think would be part of any kind of impeachment effort.
Well, and the president tweeted yesterday, or an early morning tweet, suggesting that global warming could be helpful as the massive snowstorm dropped several inches of snow over us and sent temperatures plunging across the Midwest and swaths of the Northeast United States.
David, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Global warming, climate change is the greatest single threat other than potential nuclear devastation that this country faces. It is at the very top of our serious problems. It is what we have to worry about for the future of our children and our grandchildren, nephews and nieces, and ourselves. And for the president to be so irresponsible that he keeps trying to downplay that, he keeps appointing people who are disgraceful in their utterances about it into the key positions, is nothing more than awful.
Well, no matter what happens in the world, we'll be here. That's WAMC. Just over $426,000 now in the lockbox, Alan, heading toward a half million.
Well, it'll happen when everybody decides that what they get here is important to them. You know, I meet people, they tell me how important the station is. They are now saying instead of your station, they're all saying our station, which I love. I always say take the Y away because that's what it is. It is ours. We've all made it together, no question about it. And when we have the opportunity now in the coming days to take a huge crunch out of the fund drive. But first, let's get to that $500,000. WAMC.org. You put something in. Some people put $1,000 in, $3 a day. Some people put $3 in. But whatever you do, do it now. Don't let it go away, because what happens when it goes away is we all lose.
Thank you all. And thank you, Alan.
And thank you, David. And remember, WAMC.org.